Sheffield Live. Made in Sheffield, made by you.
Do you like Sheffield Live? Why not become a friend of Sheffield Live? Sheffield Live is a community radio station, and friends of Sheffield Live are people in the community who make a regular donation to keep Sheffield Live on the air. Join the Friends of Sheffield Live by writing to friends@sheffieldlive.org or go online to sheffieldlive.org/friends. Do you want to get your message heard? With low advertising rates and great sponsorship opportunities, Sheffield Live can have you reach thousands of local people. Get your campaign on Sheffield Live. To find out more about advertising on Sheffield Live, write to advertising@sheffieldlive.org or call 0114 281 4082.
Yes, indeed. A very good morning, everyone. Welcome along. That is the sound of Nat Adderley with his quintet live at the Memory Lane Supper Club in 1967 in Los Angeles, Atlantic Records. And that was one of Joe Zawinul's tunes, Painted Desert. And you heard Nat Adderley on the trumpet, Joe Henderson on tenor saxophone, Joe Zawinul on piano, Victor Gaskin on bass, and Roy McCurdy was playing the drums. Welcome along. This is Spinning Jazz's Sheffield Live. It's Pete Evans till 11.
Thank you.
Dogtown Records from 1973, The Sounds of Liberation. And that was a tune called Sweet Evil Mist, and you heard Bayard Lancaster on alto saxophone, Khan Jamal on the vibes, Billy Mills on bass, Rashid Salim on congas, Monet Sudler on guitar, Omar Hill on percussion, and Dwight James on the drums. Before that, it was George Bohannon from the early 60s on the Motown subsidiary Workshop Jazz label. And from his album Boss, Bossa Nova, the tune we heard was one of his own compositions, Simpatica. And we're heading to Argo Records next, 1962. And Gene Shaw, trumpeter Gene Shaw's album Breakthrough, featuring Clarence Eugene Shaw, to give him his full name, on trumpet, Sherman Morrison on tenor saxophone, James Taylor on piano, Sidney Robinson on bass, and Bernard Martin is playing the drums. And from that album, this is the fantastic Autumn Walk. It's the finest in vinyl jazz every Sunday morning between 9 and 11 here on Sheffield Live with me, Pete Evans. You are listening to Spinning Jazz. Thank you. Records, some fantastic British jazz from 1966. That's the Harry South Big Band, and that's a tune called 6-to-1 Bar, and it featured, amongst others, Les Condon and Hank Shaw and Ian Carr on the trumpets, Bill Geldard, Keith Christie, Chris Smith and Rick Kennedy on trombones, Roy Wilcox, Alan Branscombe on alto sax and flutes, Ronnie Scott, Dick Morrissey, tenor saxophones, Tubby Hayes, tenor sax, Pete King, baritone, Gordon Beck, piano, Phil Bates, bass, Phil Seaman was playing the drums, arranged and conducted by Harry South. And yeah, recommended album. It's called Presenting the Harry South Big Band, as I say, on Mercury Records, 1966. 1984 next, we're staying in Europe.
Thank you.
1975, Prestige Records, the album Summer Solstice. That's Azar Lawrence on soprano and tenor saxophones, Raul D'Souza on trombone, Gerald Hayes on flute, Amaury Tristão on acoustic guitar, Dom Salvador on piano, Ron Carter on bass, Guillaume Franco on drums and percussion, and that was a tune called Highway. And before that, we heard the fantastic Vince Benedetti and his Amstel Octet, and the title track from the album Amstel Crossing. And we're going to head up to 10 o'clock with some Horace Silver on Blue Note from 1976, so one of his later efforts, and this one features the vocals of Monica Mancini, Avery Summers, Joyce Copeland, Richard Page, Dale Verdugo and Alan Copeland. And the basic quintet is Tom Harrell on trumpet and flugelhorn, Bob Berg on tenor saxophone, Horace on piano, Ron Carter once again on bass, and Al Foster on drums. The album's called Silver and Voices, and this is All in Time. And this is Spinning Jazz, the finest in vinyl, every Sunday morning between 9 and 11 with me, Pete Evans, here on Sheffield Live.